Oh, my lay, we're godly, and thank God I am godly. 7 minutes going past 10 o'clock right here. What's up, Lagos, with the Techies is live. It's Wednesday, the 25th of August, 2021. And like I always say, what a day to be alive.
It is a day the Lord has made for us to be glad and rejoice in it.
That's
isn't
right.
it? Mm-hmm. You know, some people, someone who is with a bank account at minus, who is saying like, Collins, what's there to rejoice? Well, it doesn't change. You know, your situation doesn't change what is. Would God change because of the present situation?
Aye, aye, aye. You see, I look at my bank account and I'm asking what's there to rejoice about. But true, I mean, the real sense of it. If I have 0.00, I'm having minus 0.00.
They're reminding you of, they're sending charges. So look, the bank's charges are coming in.
Ah.
Your monthly charges, and there's nothing in there.
No, it's seeing that it breaks my heart too. So sometimes that question is actually valid.
It's valid, like,
what's there to rejoice about? You know.
But at the end of the day, does it change what is?
Mm.
Does it change what is? Does it mean?
I mean, on the other side, it just makes me, or whoever is on that boat, to work harder, you know?
Pushes you to go and try and get
to get money, to work harder.
So money has a role. It has a way of, you know, money and happiness. There's a connection.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But
if you don't have money, you'll be frowning. I mean, there's some people, there's nothing in the pocket. Their attitude changes. What are you talking? Yeah. Why are you acting surprised?
No, I'm not acting surprised. I'm just trying to, look at it this way. That means that Olamide had, in one of his songs, his recent album, an amazing piece of work, very bold, it's a very arrogant album, if you ask me. How can you just do an album? You just did all the songs, soft stuff, no noise, and it's great music. Mm. I like him to sound that way, better than the Chakiri Bobo days. So, but let me get back to it. One of his songs, he said that, so we worship money, but we pray to God.
Mm. So we worship money,
but we pray
but
to
we
God.
We pray to God. Wow, that's deep.
I mean, that's like deep. What the world is doing right now.
True. I mean, money is power.
I wish I could go to the embassy and just say, yo, I know God. see, I'm a child of God. I believe in God.
I mean,
so let me in. Mm. Or maybe go to the market and be like, yo, I wish money was not everything that is not what you need.
Even the holy book, I mean, the Christian's holy book says money answered everything. So yeah, money is important.
But it also says that money is the root of all evil.
Hmm.
So,
are we doing a debate now?
It's not a debate. I'm just like,
see.
I'm trying to get into some parts of my mind that used to ask some questions and just bring up some things.
Yeah.
It's not because I'm crazy or I know that there are millions of people out there who also are asking these questions. I'm like, yo.
Mm-hmm.
And that line by what Olamide said in that song, I've heard it before. But, you know, most prominently, he mentioned it that we pray to God, but worship money.
I mean, don't we?
That's a reality. So that tells me that that explains why there's that connection.
Yeah.
Between money and happiness.
True.
Because if you can just love God and just be happy and I like that. People will say, yes, I love God, with God I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have money, to serve God is not easy.
No, I think it's the reverse.
Okay.
In fact, I think there are people who don't have money. Mm. Most of them are the ones who, I don't know if I'm right, if I prick someone now. But, you know, it happens when you don't have the money and then you're praying to God all the time. Oh God, I need 500,000. Oh God, I need this business funding. And then when it happens, bam, they forget that God exists.
Mm.
And then, you know, they forget that nobody goes to church anymore. Everybody, the money is here. God has blessed me. And so, they forget other, you know.
So, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, what a crazy world. What a world filled with veteran contradictions. The contradictions are just so crazy. And sometimes you just find yourself in a confused state and just like, yo, what do I choose?
Mm.
Well, let's guide you on what to choose. Choose happiness. Choose peace.
Mm.
Choose freedom. And that's why on the show, we describe it as a place for an expression of freedom, of peace, and happiness. You know, is that not what we all need?
I hear you.
Loud and clear, right?
I hear you.
Absolutely. But hey, guys, we are here to let you forget about the worries and make sure that you have fun listening to the radio station, and also invite yourself the best of positivity.
Yeah.
In terms of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Find a way to everything that will make you feel down, irrespective of what your bank account says. I mean, I'm not a pastor. I'm not just preaching to you, but I'm telling you that the more happiness you allow in your life, the more beauty you would experience. I don't need any philosopher or anybody to tell me that. I have a personal experience to share, and that's exactly what it is. And I think Andrea agrees with me.
I do. I mean, positive energy all the way. Mm. All the way. So, yay, Lagos, let's know how you're doing this morning. And yes, I'm back. Thank you for the love yesterday.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate
it. I mean, when I saw you a bit strong this morning, I was like, thank God she's coming back. It felt like emptiness yesterday, even though it was fun. I enjoyed the show, but hey, trust me, without you in the mix, you know, the beat is not complete.
Hey, don't leave me.
Oh, shit.
Don't leave me.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
All right. Okay, so people are telling you it's not love of money, it's the root. It says it's not money that's the root of all evil, it is the love of money.
Okay.
That's the root of all evil.
Okay.
So love. Money is good, but when you have excessive love for it becomes the root of evil. And I agree with that part of the Bible that says that.
Yeah.
I agree, as in wholesomely. You've had a relationship, I mean friends, business relationship where, you know, everything was going all good and fine. The moment money came in.
The evil of the person came out.
So, yeah.
That
happens.
The switch is like, put on, you know how you put on the light and put it off?
Yeah.
You know, that's
from
a
zero
very...
to 100.
That's a quick switch, man. It's not a switch that does... like a spinner of a washing machine. No. It's like... Pak.
Yeah.
Like from... It's like from pong to pi.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know. The switch is like swift.
You know, you need to know a person's real character. If the, you know, a lover of money.
Just give them money.
Just, you know, maybe, I mean, I want to talk. I would choose a good day, maybe on a Monday, on a serious Monday, to share my experience and so that people can learn from it. I don't know if today's a good day.
Nah.
All right, great. So I'll share the experience so people can learn from it. I mean, just have it in mind on Monday, would have that, or maybe sometime next week.
Mm.
If you have been swindled or ever you've gone into a bad business deal. Or and all.
That's right. So this person, I didn't see your name. I think it's Olumide. He's saying the switch is like the sound of teke.
No, teke is longer. Okay.
Teke.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the switch.
That's even a bit long, but you know, yeah, that's not a bad example. Oh my. Well, Lagos, we're here again. The techers to liven up the place, to light up the whole building. Not with fire, you know, but that kind of light that brings happiness.
That's right. 0700-993-993-993. And the female-only line is 01465-7190. You know the drill. You're going to tell us how you're doing, what's happening around your area. Scream, what's up, Lagos? And we're right on this other side to say, cheers to life.
Absolutely. Well, don't forget to also give us an update of what's happening in Yolungu. We started a conversation this week that had to do with accommodation and housing in Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
And the talk was all about, I mean, we just wanted to find out if you have secured an accommodation in Lagos, what the experience was like, whether it was, you know, easy or difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And people come to tell story,
yes,
many
sir.
Story. I heard of one guy say, just the houses. In fact, so most of the houses in Lagos that they have done something in the foundation, that there are some houses, if you enter the house, you know, even if you enter with like 10 cars,
yes,
you almost leave with zero.
Mm.
And I was wondering why, you know, they say that, because I was just...
Do you agree?
I have heard that before. I won't lie. You know, not like I can't act like I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it a billion times that it depends. It matters the kind of house you're living. That some houses have, you know, some demons in it.
Mm.
And, you know, the landlords have put some things under. And hearing it on radio again was scary. People confirming it that it's true.
Wow. Hello, Michael.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Chester Live. Welcome.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying you guys' program, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, yesterday, the program was slightly kind of boring.
Hello.
I give it left hand.
Hello.
So I'm boring.
Hello.
Hey.
I don't get you guys.
Sincerely, I was even boring to me. Trust me.
I don't get you guys. What's that supposed to mean?
I'm not saying it's boring, but
Michael? Are you now scared to talk? Talk. You're alive on national radio. Go ahead.
Is your colleague smile like
her laughter?
Like, yeah, laughter. Like, yeah. Makes me like feel the program more. It's like.
I see.
Just kind of outstanding.
Yeah. I see.
So anyway, I get it. Me too, man. I can't get enough of that amazing smile and laughter that comes from this amazing angel. No, she's more than an angel. She's higher. Because
I can't believe that he opened his mouth to say that.
Yeah, it's true. The laughter, I say, without you in the mix, the beat is not complete.
I see.
I said it. Said it earlier. Joseph is calling from Anthony.
I thought they were saying the same thing if I was the only one.
Yeah.
Anyway, Joseph is here. Hi, Joseph.
What's up,
Lagos? Chester Life. Welcome.
Good morning, my neighbor.
How are you doing?
Good morning, Lagos.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What a day to be alive.
What a day to be alive.
It is a day he has made for us to be what?
We'll be glad.
And what?
Enjoying it.
Bam. Exactly.
Psalm 118, one of the verse.
I don't even know what it's supposed to do.
It's in Psalm 118.
Okay.
Before you read further, you see it.
All right. So, what's happening in Anthony this morning?
Anthony is very sweet, very cool. The weather is clouded. I don't know if it wants to rain. But we are fine. Everybody is fine. There's light.
Nice one.
And we are good.
That's good. Good to hear that.
Yeah.
Good to hear that.
I tried calling since Monday, but I was busy and I couldn't touch my phone. But I was just listening.
Hope you enjoyed yourself. Yeah,
very well. You know, the first time I went looking for accommodation, I saw an advert for when I called the number. The agent was like, okay, good morning. What's the name? I said, my name is Joseph. Where do you work? I said, I'm a self-employed. He said, no, it's not for self-employed people.
For real? Wow.
So you're not carrying it long run.
I asked one of my friends there, like, the guy is not serious. You don't know you can place him on 5 years salary.
Wow.
You know when he gets self-employed?
He wrinkles their bone and he said, I'm looking for a corporate tenant.
I see.
It was funny. Then, other experience I had, like, you have to pay agent. I just saw one. I need 3K. You go for inspection. It's not what you're expecting. It's just crazy.
It is indeed.
But when it was like all was gone and I just like, if it comes, let it come. When I was not even expecting, I just got a place and it's fantastic.
Wow. Wow, that makes sense.
Thank you for sharing your story, Joseph, from
that
Anthony. Mary has been waiting for Mikeja. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, Mary, welcome.
Morning, good Mary morning. From Mikeja.
Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
Just the life.
Yes.
Woo.
Yes.
Yes. Indeed.
Yes.
Oh my.
Just alive.
You are really doing what you said you have come to do. My pastor, comedian, and entertainer.
How's it?
Okay. I'm writing the name. Pastor, comedian, entertainer. Oh boy. They should double our salary.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So glad to hear your voice again and your laughter. You made us miss you yesterday.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I missed you guys too.
Yeah, so happy to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Yes, concerning our landlord and this thing agent.
Yeah.
I think the topic was is supposed to be agent matter.
Okay. So
you have an experience?
Very, very funny people.
Hmm.
When I was to get married, that's in 2008. We went round, like Andrea said, they would first of all collect money for standing up.
Mm-hmm.
Our office, even 1,000 naira in the Ikeja area.
Ah, just to stand up from the office.
Yes, the funny thing is that they will even though you know them, they don't care. They don't care messing up.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the one that we met took us somewhere to Inisherry and collected money. When we saw the place, it was not what we were expecting, you know.
Mm.
And when we explained to the landlord returned our money, but the agent field from where we didn't see it.
Hmm.
They were telling us stories upon stories. We didn't get that money again.
Hmm.
In fact, I just had to leave it with annoyance and just went ahead to get another agent to get somewhere else for us.
Wow. Man.
After that, we stayed there for 5 years, getting another place in Ikeja because my brother, there's no place like Ikeja. Like someone was saying that Oshodi is a central place. You can easily get to the same thing as Ikeja.
Mm.
Ikeja, you can easily connect to Ikeja from anywhere. So we're actually looking for Ikeja. We spent a lot, went to different places. We're like, you can't get a house at this rate in Ikeja. Also, so. And God just did it for us. Less than what we were expecting was what God did for us.
Wow.
Less than. They all said the price they were giving us was times two.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why these agents are actually behaving this way.
Mm.
The price they gave us was times two of what we got.
Wow.
And the facilities in the house the same. Oh, okay, she's gone.
Well, a first time caller, Olamide is on the line. Hi.
Hello.
He's gone. Guys, I know this is storytelling. This is a storytelling show. People, you know, we have a lot. But 1 minute is what you've got. Ensure that you put your thoughts together and put your story together. Choose. You can't tell all the story one day. All right? And then share with us. Apologies to Olamide. He was a first-time caller. He waited for a while. And if you can call back, we really appreciate. Eze, you are a regular caller. Eze, I need to have this conversation with Eze directly. Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tete and Mr. and Mrs. Tete.
Mm. No, it's Andrea and Collins.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yes, I'm calling from Odogwu State.
All right, Eze.
In this area, we didn't have problem for anything concerning nature, concerning our environment. Concerning anything at all.
All right. I know. You always. Sorry, I have to discontinue the call. You are a regular caller, right? There are a lot of people. I can see there are people online who like to try to connect.
Wait.
You listen. Listen first. I need you to listen. All right, please appreciate me. Now, yes, it's true. Now I always speak. You always come in, and we appreciate your call. Listen, listen.
You're not my friend again, though.
Easy, please. Would you listen to me? Appreciate that.
Listening,
good.
I'm listening.
You're a regular caller, and I appreciate your call every morning.
Yes.
Imagine if you were trying to call, and then you could not reach for weeks or months. You won't like it. That's
I would like it though.
Yes.
No way.
No, it's not hearing. Calling. All right. You can always send a message.
For me not to call and listen.
It's great.
Problem.
So please, what you do is you stop back for a bit. Let others who have been trying to call for months be true. All right. And that goes out to most of our regular callers. I think we have to come to a negotiation to some agreement. We're not saying you should not call, but just hold on for a bit for others to call. You are not the only one. There are other people who have opinions who also want to call. If you have the luck of getting through all the time, yes, you're lucky, but you have to try to understand. That's why we're family. Step back a bit for others to call. We have Adekoya, is the first time caller, calling from Igondo. Good morning, Adekoya. Yeah.
Good morning, my brother. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Welcome.
Yeah, I just want to share this experience when I was looking for a house in the month of April.
Okay.
it's good to have a prayer wife, and it's good to have a prayer warrior as a partner. So they'll be talking about bad houses or what have you, but I don't believe it. I'm more like a doubting Thomas.
Okay.
So it happened that an agent took me to an apartment. Behold and alas, I love it so quick, so very closer to road and everything. I felt as a man, this is where we are going to stay. And I told the man that by weekend, my wife is a civil servant, will come and inspect it. So on that fateful day, we went. Immediately we entered the compound. My wife sighted something by the side. She didn't tell me. So they opened the place for us inside the apartment in the sitting room, in the living room. So my wife now pointed my attention to something. I didn't you see this white something? I said, what is it? Woman, you don't start. This is nothing now, but this. And I look at it vividly, critically. And I saw that it was salt and then a candle mixed together, burnt. And, you know, I was like shocked. So when she said it, and I said, I will just look for something to scrape it now. That does not matter. He said, yeah, didn't you see such thing at the entrance of the compound? I said, I didn't notice. I said, where is it? So she took me outside. Behold, I saw it. I was shaking.
Wow.
So what he now told me was that, well, what we need to say, as God will not help us, the kitchen does not have ventilation. So she now told the man that a woman is the owner of the house, but kitchen is more or less like an office.
Yeah.
So because of the kitchen not having ventilation, then you can't take it. That was how God saved us.
Wow.
So I have
he has another story, but we need to go on a quick break. And when we come back, we'll take more of your calls. We're finding out how your accommodation story of finding accommodation in Lagos, a continuation of that topic right here. Stay tuned. Welcome back. We are live in Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It feels good to say that. And well, we are the Techers. She's Andrea Odubi Deke.
And he is Collins Teke.
Thanks for the prestige pause. Let's get into our talk this morning. We are continuing our talk on finding accommodation in Lagos. We said throughout this week, we're going to start on the field of Lagos to talk about it, because Lagosians have not stopped, you know, commenting on the matter.
That's
so it's
right.
Still very, very much in
and the
here.
Most consistent complaint so far is that of the agents.
So
how that agents would have to collect money to stand up from their offices before they can go. And then somebody's also saying for every viewing of an apartment, you have to like drop something, you have to like shake body, and that is not even their agent fee.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with their agent fee.
If only agents were landlords. I know that some agents who are landlords. If only to say that they are the ones that actually owned the property, what would they even do to people? Probably, I don't know, man. It's a hustle at the end of the day. But these practices that are wrong are the ones that we should highlight, and indeed are correct. It's almost like you are at the mercy of whoever is going to help you get a house whenever you try to seek to find an accommodation, and it's a problem. It's wrong. I mean, why should I now be, you know, imagine you putting the money together, you want to get an accommodation, and then you are tormented just because you don't know, you can't just walk into a place and ask. I mean, how, and it's just bad, that's just what it is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
On WhatsApp, we have a few messages, and this person is saying, good morning, the Techers, you guys are awesome. Collins, you be prophet. In fact, Prophet Collins Ticket. You talked about renting a house during rainy season to know if the house is leaking.
Yeah.
I rented a house in April this year and the roof is badly leaking.
Oh.
I was telling my wife that Collins prophesied ahead and warned. And we don't enter the trap. Me and the landlord, they deal with ourselves now. God bless you and your wife.
I'm telling you.
But how would you even know? That's the thing. You don't even know. You can't know if the house is raining leaking until rainy season. And you cannot even know if the house, you know, accepts water or welcomes water.
Or maybe the house is on water. The water just went on holiday.
You
like,
know?
It comes from, there's some houses it's from from the floor.
I remember. Oh.
When I was a soldier.
So this particular, I mean, I remember I told you there was a time that, you know, I had to, we were staying with my mom's sibling, my aunt and my uncle were staying at their place, and somewhere around Orile, in Koka, I remember this particular building. Now, there's a building coming this way. There's a swamp in between the two buildings.
Yeah.
Now, the building is leaning towards the left, okay, while the other building is leaning towards the right.
That's
so that means they're leaning
other.
Exactly.
Oh boy.
Now, what happens whenever it rains, the water starts coming from under the ground.
Wow.
Inside the house. Mm. Like the water starts coming. I remember from the door, the water comes out.
Mm.
And then we have to have, what's this small paint buckets.
Yeah.
To put at the four corners of the bed.
So that
the bed can be higher. Yes.
Wow.
And then we put all other properties on the bed so that, you know, it doesn't get wet because of the water. Now, the next morning after the rain is down.
Yeah.
We now have to start packing water.
Hmm.
So that's what happens. Their buildings like that, their houses like that. So my question is, how would you know that house is such a house until it rains?
There are signs.
If you don't, how old are the signs?
There are signs. Check the walls. The walls will be wet. Water does not run away totally.
Hmm.
If you check by the walls. And
what if this was a fresh building? Like, it's just freshly built.
You know, you see, actually, the irony of things is that the agent...
Mm-hmm.
The job of the agent is just like you want to buy a car, you bring a mechanic,
yeah,
to inspect that car, check, mm-hmm, the engine, if everything is fine, the,
yes,
tires, and then, you know, like, devalue it,
mm-hmm,
and then you get to pay. The agent should at least have little of all the skills, including evaluating and knowing the state of the house. So is the agent's failure, the failure of the agent to tell you,
see,
what the state of the house is?
I don't even, yeah, I mean, that is what it's supposed to be.
That's what it's supposed to
but
be.
But how many of them do that?
They don't, they're
all about the money. I mean, if you can pay them their, what's that thing called?
The agency fee.
Not even agency fee, the fee to view the house,
uh-huh,
or to stand up from my office. How would say, maybe you are looking for house. Mm. How we give you a house?
I have a feeling if the agent's business with you ends once you pay that fee,
mm,
you know, especially when you say, I'm going to take the house. They're just particular. When are you paying? They're always saying something like, you know, you see, house, by tomorrow, the house may not be there. There's a guy, he told me that, and I waited for, I say, okay, don't worry. I pushed it the following day, say, I've told you, you're just lucky that somebody has not come to. the following week, I still called him. I said, how far his house is it? He said, he's still here. But I actually hold it for you. I said, don't hold it. Don't hold it.
Oh, my God.
Give it out. Don't hold it. So they play all those cards and they get to tell you, you know.
How did I even forget that experience as to packing water? Oh, scooping water in the morning after it rains at night. Oh, God. It's a very long time, but hey, such an experience. Hello. Wow.
0700-993-993-993 and
01465-7190.
That's right.
On WhatsApp, we have Ayodeji from Ijegu. He says, what's up, Lagos? My own issue about house in Lagos is with agents.
Hmm.
Agents again. He said, my family still have 20,000 in the hands of an agent since 2015. We planned moving to a new apartment. We didn't go for the house anymore, and he refused to refund the total amount we have deposited with him.
Wow.
The house, which we later got, had issues with the agent as well. He increased the agreement and commission fee without the knowledge of the landlord.
Mm.
Some of the agents in Lagos are thieves. That's what your DG is saying. Mm.
Well, so in the whole conversation now, okay, there's Axon from Badagry. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I am really enjoying your program, seriously.
Thank you.
Yeah, I thought of giving my experience I had with this agent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere around Yanakwaja, so to speak.
Okay.
The agent was not really particular about what had happened to that apartment.
Mm.
I and my wife were really looking for that accommodation. We went there, and the agent didn't tell us that there's an existing occupant in that property. It's just like a room and parlor.
Mm.
So the occupant was still living in the apartment. He now took us inside. We sat with the occupant. The occupant wasn't aware that we are here to pick the apartment.
Wow.
Seriously. So the occupant now said, what are you people looking for? So the agent now said, these are the new occupants that will be occupying the place. I said, okay, he's coming. My sister, this man went inside and bought out cutlass.
What?
I and my wife and this agent, we took to our heels.
What? I can't believe this.
I looked back. I said, what has happened? Agent, what happened? He said, please, oh, it's not me. I told my wife, well, let's get out of this area, please.
Wow.
Okay, so
oh, my goodness. What did you do to the agent? I mean, after all this drama, what happened with the agent?
Agent?
Well, I just have to forget about the area.
What?
I don't want to even know what is happening because this agent, they are really, really not opening up. They don't tell you what is really on ground before taking you to different apartments. So
wow.
Oh, man.
Thank you for sharing, man.
I can just imagine you took to if I don't run.
Wait. I'm even shocked. The reason I'm shocked is you are bringing a new occupant to a setting, a flat that already has someone in the flat. And I mean, I'm trying to wrap my head around it.
They do it. They do it a lot. They'll be like, it's parking. Before 3 months now, let's say you tell them that you need an apartment.
Yes.
Yeah, you are ready for it. Like, you come in by next month.
Uh-huh.
They said, I'll show you one. The occupant is there, but he's leaving. They'll give you a story that he's traveling, like maybe the guy has gotten a job somewhere.
Oh, man,
he's going out. Yeah, they do it.
That's so unprofessional. I mean, I'm still in my house, and you're bringing somebody to my house. I mean, my properties are still there.
So
every of my things are still in my house.
Yeah.
And you're bringing to look at the house or to look at what exactly? I don't get it.
I mean, it happens, trust me. I'm not even surprised. But the part of the cutlass too.
Trainings that are open for agents?
Yeah, I mean, I said something yesterday, which is a statement, is something that has caused this situation.
Mm-hmm.
You see that experience we have when you... And I use a common experience within our lives as Lagosians these days,
mm-hmm.
Which has to do with the experience you have with some e-hailing drivers.
Okay.
Now, because it is not a passion, they are doing it strictly because there's nothing else or just to make ends meet,
mm-hmm.
just to be doing something for now. Most people have lost their jobs and they have to take up to that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those who are, you know, financially, they're not stable. Things are not good now. I have a car. Why am I waiting here?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just convert it to both. So, which is not the original plan of that service. That service, this e-hailing service all around the world, is a premium service that should be paid for. You know, very, very, it's quite expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have a lot of people doing the job that it's not what they're not doing it because they're drivers or they're passionate. It's out of necessity.
Mm-hmm.
That is the same thing with agents.
So I mean, even if it's out of necessity, would it be smart or good?
Uh-huh.
Or expected
for
them to train and know how it's done professionally.
Train. Their motive is not for, you see, if we're doing radio right now, it's because we're interested in it and we have passion for it. Absolutely. It's not because of the pay, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Pay does not come first.
Okay.
So once the money comes first, what training? Training what? They'll just know the basis. Okay, so they'll just copy. That's why they have the same story. They all speak alike. They just copy what's others are saying, and then they just go ahead.
Man.
So most of the people doing agents' job, who are house agents, are not doing it because they're passionate. Most of them in Lagos, they are doing it because of the hustle. There's money to be made. It's not to carry somebody, show him where the house is. They pay you, get your commission. That's it. Now that's all the thing.
Hmm.
So not with training, but normally there are setting rules. There are laws guiding even that practice.
Yeah,
and people should be qualified to be agents.
Mm-hmm.
So associations that are supposed to also see to that are not functional. It's either, you know, they're not functional, they're dormant, or they're just turning their eyes. Government is all the idea of the government is doing it.
Mm.
How about us? So, I mean, it's a crazy place to find ourselves. It now leaves the Goshans confused.
Yeah, and, you know, stranded or left with no choice. Anyway, hello.
Yeah, what's up, little?
Cheers to life. What's your name?
My name is Gabriel from Victoria Island.
Welcome, Gabriel.
Gabriel, welcome.
My first experience, the major experience I have is somewhere in Ketu.
Okay.
They may have paid that 2,000 naira agent fee. The guy said, enter Amala Jones.
Wow.
I use the money to do the work. when we managed to see a house,
yeah,
they charged me for the agent agreement and damage fee. So surprised. For the first time, I'm hearing that. They said the first wife of the landlord needs 10,000 naira. I need to pay that one separate.
Wow.
First wife of the landlord. I said, no, I never hear when you pay for landlord wife separate. I just left that place. The second one was a young boy. He was in Austria. He saw me and my wife. We drive down to the place. He said, I should give me a form. They already have 20 people already filled that form. I should be on queue. It's 2005. And wow. I calculate you collect 20 people already fee a form. 20 people for 2005. You already make enough money for yourself.
Yeah.
I entered, I just walk away. Thank God I'm able to build my own house now.
Wow.
Free from landlord agent Wahala. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you so much for sharing your story. Oh my, oh my. Ajayi's on the line. From Mr. Larry, Ajayi is gone. 0700-993-993-993. We're still talking about securing an accommodation in Lagos and different stories. Agents have come to the fore. So they were bringing an expert. All these questions Andrea is asking and the questions others are asking, are they rules guiding? What is the role of an agent? What should they do? And then the side of a law. We're going to bring an expert to wrap up this topic, sometime very soon, maybe this week or next week to conclude this. But so far, so good. Agents, they are leading. Agents.
They seem to be a worry. They seem to be that. Anyway, let's see. On WhatsApp, Ola from Yaba says, good morning, Nigeria Info. You're doing well. That reminds me when I was looking for an apartment at Yaba Barega side. I saw a house where the landlady of the house said no gen, no electric blender, no iron, no gas, no toasting machine. She said they will be the one to put on the gen for the whole house.
Okay.
The generator was that number one for pumping machine.
Okay.
I was not owing with it. I was not okay with it, and I asked what if they took light, and I decided to put on my gen. She said I will feel it. Their terms and conditions sound so stupid because I have been looking for an apartment for so long, and I said, okay, I will rent it. I went home to bring my money because they said it's cash they want. When I went there with my wife, then she was pregnant. As we're talking, according to the landlord, she said she is neither Christian nor Muslim or even a traditionalist. She said she is in everything. I was shocked. She even looked like, okay, I think your story is quite interesting and very lengthy at that. He says, I said no wahala, not until my wife looked up at the main entrance and saw one statue wrapped with thread and broom. I feel. She even said she will call all her tenants by 5 a.m. for prayer in the
passage. Wow.
She has all kinds of dogs. She even asked me that, hope I don't smoke. I said no. Up until now, I'm still trying to ask why she asked that question. But I didn't rent the house. So because any house I see and I like it, I have a person call and ask for an advice. Okay, if it's good enough. He will ask for the address and more till I find one, which we, myself, know the house they okay spiritually. I think he's talking about the spiritual aspect of, you getting an apartment.
Man.
So that's actually a thing.
Wow.
Very important.
Bolajide. Is it Bolaji? Okay. He will tell us. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
I tell you my own experience in terms of agent people, you will laugh.
What?
Sometimes last year or 2 years ago when I entered an apartment, do you know this apartment is no more than 15 apartments, a room and parlor self, then a room self-contained. When the day they said we've come and collect our key, only my own apartment, I have 20 people that already paid for that stuff. So that 15 apartments, we now have like 210 people that pay for the whole house.
Wow.
I'm telling you, this thing happened in K2.
So, how did you settle it quickly? We need to go.
We are still in court. Since 2 years ago, we are still in court till
wow.
now.
Wow.
We even went to, we even carried blackout to governor's office.
Wow.
Lagos, Nigeria, Africa, and the rest of the world. Good morning to you once again. Welcome. This is What's Up Lagos on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we are in the segment called Techie Talk with the Techers. It is where in the world of technology is brought to the fore. We discuss our weekly reviews and happenings in the world of technology. We narrow it down to one of the biggest stories and get Nigeria's opinion on that. We also bring you the latest in the different tech fields or areas of tech, information about technology generally that could help you. We describe it as news or information you can use, or should I say information and news you can use to improve your life.
That's right.
Right here on Techie Talk.
I like that. I like the news that you can use to improve your life. I think you say that a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. So today there are a number, a list of happenings in the world of tech that got our attention on Techie Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And some are good news. There are others that you would be like, ah, no, no, no. But where should we start, with the good news or the no, no, no part of it?
The good news and then the no, no.
Okay, so it goes from good to bad. Just saying, man. But you know, there's no bad news or good news. Mm-hmm. It's just news at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So we hear of an amazing, inspiring Nigerian that actually brought about an innovation which is so inspiring. You know, everything is going electric now. Things are changing. Even cars.
Yeah.
We hear that a certain percentage of cars in the US are already, about 15% of cars in the US are already electric.
Yeah.
So in the nearest future, we might move from, filling stations to charging stations.
Battery. Yeah. Charging.
Stations,
yeah, charging
where you stations. Just drive a car in, yeah, and then you just park it and then you charge it and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is good news because Nigeria is not left behind, not from the government's perspective now. We're talking about from the innovations, from a perspective of innovation. We hear of a young Nigerian that has designed or developed a self-charging system for electric vehicles. So his name is Samuel Ajiboyede. In case you don't know, he's a young Nigerian innovator who has developed a charge-on-the-go system for electric vehicles using what he calls the Hanot regenerative energy concept.
Hmm.
And it's really, really, really inspiring to hear. And there are million more Nigerians out there who have this amazing talent. Now, the idea of the charging, he says, to go from electric vehicles, it's novel. It's quite new. And, the flagship vehicle in German-based Sony Moto, Sion, is, encased with solar cell that allows it to self-charge while moving, as it were.
Wow.
And what I'm interested in, this, you can get the full story. You could go to a number of that. You could Google it and get a full story online. So don't waste time on it. What I just want you to sound in your head is that it's an innovation by a Nigerian named Samuel Ajiboyede. And that's quite a plus to start with.
Yeah, I mean, there have been a lot of Nigerians, individuals here in Nigeria who have come up with innovations like this.
Mm-hmm.
But you barely see it go past that, okay, the person innovated this.
Mm.
It barely goes past that level, to the larger scale where that the government becomes involved, sponsoring it and all of that. There are a lot of them like that, but hey, it never goes past that.
Yeah, this gentleman, the good thing is not even in Nigeria, it's in Germany. So that's what makes it, if you think it's Nigeria, it will work. The witches in the air will not let
it. It's not even about the witches. No, I don't think it's about the witches. No. I think that I think it's a case of the government not paying attention to are, you know, the citizens or this Nigerians who can actually come up with these innovations and yeah. own it to be ours. You see, he is in Germany at the moment,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm sure that when he sells this product to them, they will jump on it.
Of course, I mean, for him to even do that is because their company is backing German company.
Yes.
This top German company backing him up to do this. And that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Most times you have to like leave this space, especially when it comes to tech.
Yeah.
Apart from very small areas in tech. Innovations. Most times you have to leave this space. You have to be in a thinner climb where there's support for tech innovations for you to actually make anything that's big, so to speak.
I don't think Nigeria is big on technology.
Yeah,
do you think they are? You think we are?
Big how?
We're not.
We're trying. The areas where we're doing well. There are several areas we're doing well. When it comes to innovation, we can't assemble cars thanks to Innoson. But trust me, we're still way behind. We should be ahead. Even in having an app that's a simple app that can compete. There's none of our apps that can compete at a global scale. Quote me if I'm wrong. Locally developed apps is just hype sometimes. And we know the reason. There are so many factors responsible for this. So let's not even go into that. That's another conversation for another day, because we're not prophets of doom.
That's right. And then talking about building apps and countries who are, you know, trying to take that space when it comes to the technology. Ethiopia is building a local competitor to Facebook, WhatsApp, Twitter, and Zoom.
Wow. I heard about that news and I was really elated. You know, he talked about that they're here for serious business. Mm-hmm. Imagine when you mentioned WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter and Zoom. These names are not just apps, guys. These are multinationals. These are guys who are making the biggest money as far as the world is concerned right now. Of course, you know that the tech companies are leading in terms of revenue generation. Mm-hmm. They're making a lot of money.
Yeah.
And you want to ask how they're making this money? Well, when we get to that phase, we'll talk about it sometime. But yes, for someone in Ethiopia, for an Ethiopian government to say, look, we're going to build something that's competing. Now, they're not just building it for Ethiopians. That's another thing you should know.
Yeah.
They are building something that, you know, even Nigerians to download and use and jump on it.
I think their aim, right, is to compete. They're building this or developing this social media platform that can compete with Zoom.
Mm.
They can also compete with Facebook, WhatsApp, and the likes.
And also,
I think that's brilliant.
Yeah, that's another thing that's also in a very specific about this innovation is that they are also not blocking the international apps, the Facebook, the Twitters.
Mm-hmm.
They are not sanctioning them or blocking them.
Yeah,
they said they'll allow them. They'll give people the free will. But, you know, they're going to build something that will be competitive enough. Mm. And that's the way to go.
Yeah. But, I mean, do you think their aim, right? That's the thing. I'm still going back to their aim.
Yeah.
It's to compete with Facebook.
Yeah.
To compete with WhatsApp, with Twitter. Basically, the forerunners of the social media platform, a social media, you know, space.
Yeah.
Do you think that they can actually match up to that? Do you think they can actually build something that can be really competitive?
I believe that any government that is serious in Africa, no matter how small the country is, innovation attracts funding. Innovation attracts attention.
Yeah.
If the innovation is good, and there will be somebody who's interested in it. Every government on this continent, if they're serious, I believe that they can build whatever it is. They can become a competitor in this space.
I wonder the features that are going to be on it. I wonder how are they going to like replicate what is being on Instagram or what has been on Facebook, what has been on all of these other platforms. Just, you know, copy and paste. I don't know how it's going to be, but it's a good innovation.
Yep.
It's a good, you know, it's good. I mean, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
For them to even think about it is brilliant. They want to compete also in that technological space.
That's right.
But are you going to download it if it's something coming from Ethiopia?
I mean, it doesn't matter the country. I think we should get to that point where we should stop just attaching stuff to a country's reputation or a state in terms of economic status to determine whether something good. So we're humans all around the world. something good can come from anywhere. That's what I think.
I know.
All right, let's get to the dark side now. We hear about a Nigerian hacker that offers $1 million to a disgruntled employee. Not just one. The disgruntled employees in ransom. Mm. So, okay, you have these employees who were angry. So this Nigerian hacker recently tried to use disgruntled employees of an organization to run a cyber attack scheme. So, you know, we talked about the weakest link when it comes to cyber attacks is the human link. Mm-hmm. So irrespective of how tight you are, you have a strong password, you know, there's cybersecurity measures, you have apps that are protecting you. But the human link is usually the weakest. Once they can get into the person who actually is in charge of the software or whatever it is, they can get through. So that particular story is making the rounds. And if you want, we'll get into details of that. We hear that according to the cybersecurity firm Abnormal Security on August 12th, that they intercepted a number of emails sent earlier in the month to some of their customers' offerings. And the emails came with a $1 million offer with bitcoins to assist in a ransomware scheme. So if you don't know what a ransomware scheme is, it's a kind of cyber attack. And companies should be aware of, or beware of, if you like, as it were. So if you're that employee, you're part of it, the $1 million, would you betray your company? I'm asking Lagosians.
Betray my company?
They give you $1 million. They offer you $1 million to, like, leak or give information that will lead to them instituting a cyber attack. Would you do it?
Are you asking me?
Would you?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Nah, don't ask me that kind of question. Right on the job. Are you serious now?
Perhaps Layi would do it. Layi, would you?
Would you do it? Would you do
would
it?
Would you do it? Let's fix the mic. would you? $1 million,
no,
bro.
No, I wouldn't.
That's Are you sure?
No.
Oh, you're not sure you wouldn't?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, sometimes it just has to happen for you, though. And that's another story.
But I think that, I mean, the employer, I mean, the employee was disgruntled.
Oh, the employees that are disgruntled?
They were all disgruntled. Something must have happened. Mm. Maybe the work, the employer was, you know, not good to them. Maybe the employer had, you know, maybe owing them some amount of money. Mm-hmm. Maybe the employer is not exactly a good person, you know.
Hmm.
And they're angry. And yeah, they could use that against them.
That's really true. Lagos, I know if it, people out there will be saying, for where I, if you say you would do it, that means you're not happy with the employer.
Mm.
And you ask, I mean, I don't know. Would you do it if you're out there?
You know, we talked about money earlier.
Yeah.
That's the love of money.
$1 million, guys.
Oh, the love of money.
$1 million.
The root of all evil. You know, how that money is power and how that money answers everything. So what do you think?
Hmm.
What do you think Nigerians would say? What do you think Lagosians would say in that regard?
Hmm. For me, I know that people, depending on your situation right now. You know, $1 million is just dollars to Naira. You know how much? Some people will be like, we die here. Some people would rather say they'll go to that jail and come back,
you know,
and still have their money.
Yeah,
but that's not what a right thinking person would do.
All right, the phone lines are buzzing.
You want to talk already? That's not our main focus, though. But we can hear from them, right? We can hear from them, indeed.
Okay, 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Hello.
Okay. All right. Why to get screen those calls? We have another story, which is, of course, we get Nigerians talking in the world of tech.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has to do with WhatsApp. Andrea will bring that story your way. But I have an update on NCDC. You know, last week we talked about, we always give you updates. I say NCDC, NITDA.
Mm-hmm.
And we told you what NITDA was. That stands for, that acronym, what it stands for. I will mention it now, or I mention it in my conversation, because it might be part of the questions we ask you during the Just a Minute game. I just let it out. But we have our first caller on this segment.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning, Andrea is back.
Yeah,
welcome.
I'm back.
Good to have you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Adania. Welcome.
Thank you. So, regarding the pay, I would sell my conscience. I think I like my peace of mind more than any other thing.
Okay.
That's one.
So you won't take the money?
I wouldn't. My peace of mind is so important to me. My conscience is very... No.
You're a good citizen.
Honestly, I know I won't.
Okay.
My conscience is more important. Then on the Ethiopian one, I have my misgivings in the sense that they have this civil crisis ongoing. Mm. Yes, the war is real in Ethiopia currently. So if they've not solved the civil problem they have, I don't know how they'll be able to build that. Mm. Yes, Addis Ababa might be relatively safe, but as for the part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So for now, I don't think they'll be able to pull that through. My opinion, though.
All right, thank
you. Hi, Colin.
Hi. You're happy.
Thank you for bringing her back. Yes, I'm happy. Bye.
Thank you.
All right,
man.
Thank you so
she called
much.
Yesterday. She does it. Where's Andrea? I'm like, sorry, man. Okay. So this one would affect a lot of people. I know some people, I don't know what to rejoice to this particular story.
Okay.
But before then, Sam is on Lagos Island. Let's talk to Sam.
Hello, Sam.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Morning, rather.
It's morning, please.
Morning, take us. And great deal.
Welcome.
We're saying 1 million brothers, right? Yeah, just like you said it all now. It depends on the individual, but number one thing could be greed. Greed, like irrespective of how good your boss is or the company is, the atmosphere or spirit, regardless of the amount of money you're being paid.
Yeah.
So greed. Something happened where I work, like last year. The guy took advantage, you know, the COVID shit.
Yeah.
Sorry for the word. About 2 billion naira. Disappeared.
2 billion naira.
That was more than $1 million.
Wow.
So what you're saying is all just laughing.
Wow.
Your place of work in Nigeria, someone took 2 billion naira and
what?
Oh boy.
Well, like he said, it's all about greed. So this irrespective of the fact that your boss might be a good boss or not, as long as, you know, greed is in the mix, people are gonna do it.
Man, bosses should beware, and managers, man. These times are trying times. For some, I'm telling you, some people, I hear the way people talk about, you see, the disparity between how people behave at work and what they say about their company on their own when they are not being watched.
Yeah.
Man, it's just something. Sometimes when you listen to some employees, you'll be like, do they know you have this mindset really about your company? And it's everywhere. No, it's not peculiar to any company.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning, welcome.
Andre.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers.
What's up,
Lagos?
Yeah.
What's up, the KKs?
Yeah, so...
Oh, I'm happy to get to you today. This is my first time calling to your show.
Whoop, whoop.
I've been calling on other show, but first time on your show.
Welcome.
Welcome, indeed.
Yeah, I love you guys.
We love you, too.
Right. You're doing good.
Thank you.
I love that.
Thank you.
What a combination. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning, indeed. Wow, he called to just give us that commendation. Do we have some WhatsApp messages?
Yes, we do. Victor from VI says, kudos to that Nigerian guy that invented that the self-charging electric car. But the truth is that the government will not allow it to hit the market. Just like the invention of fuel-less generator that runs on its own by Tesla. This innovation by this young man would halt any generation of profit from charging stations.
It's pathetic. Anyways, we have two more stories.
That's right.
Two more stories that we need your opinion on. And one of them would be major. But let me take this one. It might affect a lot of people.
Okay.
We hear that the National Information Technology Development Agency, NITDA, has slammed Soko Loan Company Limited, a Nigerian-based micro loan platform with a fine of 10 million naira for invasion of privacy after being found guilty of illegally tampering with users' private data. Now, the agency claimed the sanction is coming after it has received a series of complaints against the company for an unauthorized closure, failure to protect customers' personal data, and defamation of character, and to carry out due diligence as prescribed by the Nigeria Data Protection Regulation, that's NDP. So, that's, I don't know what you think about that. Mm-hmm. Recently, I had an someone shared an experience with me about these soft loans.
Okay.
A quick loan, because now that's the thing, there's so many of them, they just come up, so many. And that he took a loan, he had paid back, and then all of a sudden they started deducting money from the account, and they now wrote that it was that particular loan that he was paying back again. And it was like, ah, what's going on here? And he now called, he now used Truecaller to call the number that called, and a guy that called was asking, why have you not paid back your loan? So the guy was just a bit aggressive, so he was worried. He called the number back and realized that the number was saved as XYZ loan scammer.
Wow.
So be careful.
Wow.
Be super careful.
I mean,
when you put your data.
How careful can we be?
I mean, when you, because usually these loans will ask for your account number, your ATM card, even BVN.
Wow.
Some can ask for BVN for you to access the loan. And because it's online and it's, you hear there's no collateral, easy loan or quick loan or whatever it is, funny enough, I mean, I'm not mentioning any company, but yeah, before you know it, you have given your information out there. I don't know if you've had that experience you want to share with us. That's another very dangerous place where people lose money through quick loans, as it were.
That's right. Man, it's really scary because at the end of the day, like you said, if you anyone who wants to access such soft loans or quick loans or what have you, they demand for your ATM card number, they demand for, I mean, you said some demand for BVN, they ask for some of this very important data. And at that point, you need this money. So how safe can you be? At the end of the day, they still have all of this, your information. They still have all your information.
Yeah. So I mean, it's just risky. So your data is very, very... If you read the full story, if you get the full story, just check it out, you will realize that data is its wealth. If you have data, you can sell. And these companies understand this, and that's what they use your data for. Most of... Not just loan companies. Even on, that's why we say this week, I mean, sometime on the show, we'll talk about what is my data
used for.
When you put in your name, your details, your phone number, your email address, that's what we call data, not browsing megabytes.
Not your megabytes or your...
So, those things are very important. When you put them out, be sure where you're putting it. Be sure that where you're going is safe. And the NITDA is started with responsibility to protect, you know, to give the guidelines to some of these companies on protection of data. So when that fine, they slammed 10 million naira, some Nigerians are saying it's too small. That is to slam them, that they have done more. Some of the comments we're getting regarding that.
That's right. I mean, when I think about it, trust me, it scares me a lot. Because at the end of the day, they still have your they still have your data. So how safe can you be? I mean, it's a good thing that next time we will be having an expert that would share to us or answer that question, what is my data used for? We need to go on a quick break shortly, and afterwards, there's a big story. This particular one has to do with the Nigerian government and WhatsApp. I know that you can wait for that one. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Welcome back. We're still on Techie Talk on Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we are looking at the stories that have made the round so far in the week in the world of tech and how they affect us in Nigeria and a number of other stories outside Nigeria. And Andrew promised the big one coming up right after the break. And here we are.
This has to do with the Nigerian government and WhatsApp. Now, barely a month after blocking access to Twitter, the Nigerian government budgeted $1.93 billion for a WhatsApp intercept solution that would allow the government to monitor communication on the app. So what this is saying is the Nigerian government is looking to monitor some WhatsApp or the WhatsApp conversations. And the question is, how would they be able to do this knowing that there's an end-to-end encryption?
Well, perhaps, they have to, we'll get to find out how it is. But the question here is that, first of all, let's not forget that WhatsApp is like the most secured social media app.
That's right.
Because of that end-to-end encryption, which makes it very difficult for, they make sure that you're protected. And that's why a lot of people are on the platform all around the world. Mm-hmm. In fact, I mean, it's so strong. Let's also forget that it's, you know, it's owned by Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, still. So, but the question is, so if that happens, I mean, could we ask that, can the government truly really, like, monitor our conversations? Imagine if somebody in the government could actually just sit down and be seeing all your gist and chat and everything.
My question is, why are they going that far to monitor the citizens' WhatsApp messages?
Well, they'll tell you the reason is to be able to know what they're talking about and what they're saying. I don't know, man. I don't have an excuse. I'm just looking in my head.
Why would they go that far?
That's infringing privacy.
Yeah.
And it's funny how that the government could put that much to try to monitor WhatsApp.
I mean, 1.93 billion.
Yeah, I mean, if that's anything to go by, it's funny that for a long time, a group of Nigerians have been calling for the signing of the Digital Rights Bill.
Yes.
Which would protect Nigerians online. More than 150 Nigerians that are online actively. I always say this, if you have 100 million Nigerians online or more, that's a number of countries' population combined. So that's large enough to be like many countries.
Yes.
So that means it tells you that it's important. The pride and the protection of the rights of these people online, it's very imperative. Now, there's a digital rights bill, which up till now has not been, you know, assented or by the president, or has not been agreed on, or has not been made a law, that will protect the rights of citizens. Still, we did not get a clear reason for why that bill was not, you know, signed. It has passed all the, I mean, all the houses is the presidency from the last time I checked. And then the only excuse was that the bill is to duplicate the other laws already guiding. And but if you look at the two bills and some of the laws that guide for protection of data online, in the Nigerian by the Nigerian government, you realize that the digital rights bill is more explicit.
Yeah,
it explains different areas.
It's encompassing,
and it would even make it difficult for international, apps or platforms to take advantage of the data, the Nigerians who are online. And I'm wondering, and that sounds to me like something good that the government should jump on, but you never know. The government knows, let's believe that the government is like, you know that statement of God knows best, or, you know, when something happens to you, you'd be like, God knows best. Let's just say, okay, well, maybe the government knows better.
Well, but WhatsApp has proven to be one of the safest social media platforms so far, knowing that there's the end-to-end encryption, right? Knowing that, you know, they have some kind of policy that guides both ends, the person who is receiving and person who is sending. Our calls, you know, we can make calls on WhatsApp, you can, you know, and all of that. So it's safe. It has proven to be one of the safest.
Yeah.
So if this is coming of that, should we be scared? Should we be worried that we wouldn't be safe? Our conversations on WhatsApp wouldn't be safe anymore. Our calls on WhatsApp wouldn't be safe anymore. I mean, knowing that somebody would be monitoring what we're saying and all.
I mean, even Nigeria would be worried. If not for the reason, I mean, instead of that, why not protect them online generally? Sometimes you wonder whether the government is out to protect you online or to expose you or just to know you. But let's not forget the power of data. If you haven't, you know, heard this, read or seen or any material that has to do with the story of Cambridge Analytica, you probably will not understand this, but if you do that, I could say, well, okay, there's a documentary I recommend, which of course is on Netflix. I'm trying to remember the name of that documentary now, but you could check it out, just or Google Cambridge Analytica, the story. You would get to understand the power that data has, or the use, how, what role the person that has access to your data, what power they have over you, your thoughts, your choices, your life. So that explains to you why, you know, some governments are really interested in having
access to your data
and controlling the data. Because right now, you may not know, 90% of what you are addicted to online was not, may not necessarily be your choice. Yes, 90% of what you see and you are, you know, sometimes social media is so crazy that you not even know that your world is different from other people's world. You think that all of you are in the same world, but your world is fashioned based on what you have shown, you've shown that you like, or what you've shown that you are interested in. Now they keep sending you information based on what your personality is, the personality you show, exposed by the data that you have online. So it's a crazy thing that Nigerians, it would take Nigerians a long time, most Nigerians a long time to understand, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, let's even come back to WhatsApp, right? You know that somehow WhatsApp is also linked to Facebook. I don't know if you see that.
Of course, the same old.
Also linked, you know, to Facebook, right? So my question is, as back to what the government is trying to do with our WhatsApp, should you think that WhatsApp would agree, would allow such a thing happen to their customers or to their users?
I doubt if they will. Because Facebook and WhatsApp, they've been on loggerheads with several governments, you know, for different issues. You know, governments coming up to accuse them for, tampering with the users' data, their citizens' data, having too much information about their citizens, much more than the government itself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's not just Nigerian government. Some several governments have been talking about that and tackling Facebook. Some have even gone ahead to sue Facebook, you know, enough. And you also know that Facebook, of course, when I say Facebook, it's still WhatsApp. WhatsApp, they're the same company. Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, they're the same app. So same
company. Linked.
They're linked, as it were. You remember that the owner of Facebook had, you know, faced the U.S. Parliament
panel,
a number of times.
Yeah.
Panel. So you know for sure that governments around the world are beginning to realize that
how powerful having the data.
It can also help to influence elections.
That's right.
Decisions in the election.
That's right.
For example, if you keep getting a message telling you something about a particular candidate, something negative about a particular candidate, keep popping up. News keep popping up about a particular candidate, or telling you something positive about a particular candidate. The human mind works in the same way. We think that we have control of our mind, total control of our mind. Remember, it's a very small percentage of our mind that that's in use.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone can, you know, send information to you that would unlock a certain part of your mind that would push you to make a decision, and that can happen through consistently pushing a certain narrative your way.
Mm.
So that's the power that the person that has your data has, because they know what you like, they know how to get to you. So I think most governments want that power.
Okay, Lagos, let's even talk about this WhatsApp
story.
A story, exactly. Knowing that the government has, you know, put aside a budget so that they can monitor WhatsApp messages and WhatsApp call. The budget, 1.93 billion for WhatsApp inception intercept solution that would allow the government to monitor communications on the app. Are you worried about that? Are you worried? Do you think it's for the good?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's for the good of the citizens of Nigeria? Do you think that they know what you're doing? Just like what you know, you said earlier, that they probably know what they're doing. I mean, they're probably trying to save us. They're trying to protect us. But for me personally, I am worried. I can't even lie.
But the government's role, part of the government's role, is to protect its citizens.
True
so
that.
If they say if that's the reason they want to do it, are they right?
Anyway, another question is: Would WhatsApp agree to that?
And if they don't agree, can they can it, let's be a prophet again. Should we start anticipating a ban on WhatsApp? Remember what the minister said when the ban on Twitter happened? He didn't sound as if it was just Twitter alone. It sounded like, look,
other apps are coming. They're coming for the other apps.
They're coming for others. That's, you know, it might ban all social media apps as it were. Mm-hmm. And last week we brought the good news that very soon we're hoping that Twitter will be back fully. So if the government is looking at having access to
WhatsApp,
Nigerians who are on WhatsApp, the data of Nigerians on WhatsApp, or having access to what they're doing and their conversation, most likely WhatsApp will deny. Most likely WhatsApp, we don't know, but WhatsApp will say no. So if that happens, are we anticipating another ban? What will life be for you as a Nigerian
without WhatsApp? About it, man. Because these days we all depend on WhatsApp. Nobody calls these days. Nobody sends text messages these days. We all, you know, do a WhatsApp call or do a WhatsApp text message.
There's WhatsApp business, there's WhatsApp fashion, there are different versions of
WhatsApp
the app.
WhatsApp is big.
Amazing.
Anyway, 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. On WhatsApp,
0809-597-5805.
Okay, Etim Godwing from Lekki says, good morning, the techers in Nigerian government have, no clue about governance at all. They want to monitor our conversations on WhatsApp that show they want to tame everyone on criticizing their government that has no direction. Okay, that's coming from Etim. Etim, I see your text. Another here is saying, Zoom and Skype that our leaders used to hold important meetings with other world leaders, did they invite us, the public citizens, to the meetings and they don't have office all this year? Thinks someone in government used to disrupt some free services that are of advantage of the government and the public is really sad. I don't think I really understood what he said. Okay, another is saying, George from Ejibo says, if federal government can go up to that level of making such a huge budget to monitor our WhatsApp conversation, they can easily do same to the Boko Haram. They use phone conversation to carry out their evil activities, yet government have not been able to deal with them.
Okay. Well, Henry's on the line from Warri. Hi, Henry.
What's up, lad?
How far now?
With dinner.
Where do they play?
Don't think what you say they play half of this country, sir. You look at well there. They won't just subjugate men.
You don't believe that the government wants to protect you?
Protect King. If he protected me.
All right.
The government cannot protect NBA. Which people want protect? Who is protecting me?
Okay. Thank you, my good friend from Warri. You've made your opinion. Just like most Nigerians have commented on that. But let's hope that, the government, part of the world, the government should listen. When you try and want to do something, you hear what the people are saying. You say, yes. No, you retract.
Yes.
You say, no, let's take a pause.
Let's see. On WhatsApp, this person is saying, this is Oluwaseun. He's sending this message from Mogul State. He says, on this topic, I don't agree with the government. They want to have total control on us. Or maybe they're scared of what the public might do through social media. Nigeria has not protected us physically. How can they protect us on social media? Another is saying, Obinna from Ikoyi, the information minister that was ranting about Twitter ban and social media, yet they can't stop terrorists from entering Defense Academy.
No, those are two different matters.
We're talking WhatsApp right now.
Somi is on the line from Lagos Island. Hi, Somi, good morning. Hello?
Hello?
Somi. Oh, my.
All right. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. And on WhatsApp, it's
0809-597-5805. But the other story, you can also comment on any of the other stories if you want to talk about. We heard about Ethiopia's plan to tackle Facebook, not tackle, like, you know,
to compete,
to develop an app that would compete with Facebook, Zoom, and the likes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something Nigeria should be considering?
Mm.
Most Nigerian experts in the tech space have said no, there's no need to create a duplicate of something that's already working.
Yeah,
but do you care about the data, the power, and the revenue that these companies are generating, and the fact that this revenue, most of it is going back to the host countries?
Mm.
Do we think about that?
Yeah.
Because Nigeria has a large population.
Mm.
So if you had an app that is indigenous and Nigerians are using, and it's actually serving the purpose, just like Facebook, Twitter, and the rest, then it would be of advantage to Nigerians.
Yeah, well, I mean, the question that keeps coming to my mind is, do they stand a chance to compete favorably with the likes of Facebook, the likes of Twitter, the likes of, you know, Zoom and the rest? Do they have what it takes to compete favorably? Because, I mean, it still goes back to their target, and their main reason is to compete with these other apps.
Man, at the end of the day, is competition what matters, or
Getting
the app and making something work that you're proud of, and also, you know, benefiting more from it.
Mm.
There are countries, I mean, in China, some apps do not work there. So how do they do it?
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? What's your name?
Oh, sorry. The number is not clear. We have Emeka from Edo. He's a first-time caller, Emeka. Hello. Chukwu Emeka, yeah. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. I don't think the government, they can protect us through WhatsApp. Let the government protect themselves before they protect us.
All right. Point made.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What's up, Lagos? Welcome. What's your name?
Ooh la la.
On WhatsApp today, from Ikorodu says, good morning, the tech. If someone wants to cash out, WhatsApp can never share or give out the data. So I wonder how they would achieve this. If Apple refused to give a whole FBI access to an iPhone, so they think, say, na them own Facebook, Abby. They should face waiting concern them all na scam. All right. That's his opinion. Michael from Lagos Island said, the Nigerian government has not had any to offer citizens. We have several issues like light, electricity, bad roads, etc. Atiba says, the tech is, the government can protect us again. It is politics, business as usual.
All right.
Let's see. What's up, Lagos? Olainka from Lekki says, Nigerian government. Okay. This is, I think the question should be, do we have the money for such? With all these borrowing, yet they still want to venture into this. Our leaders are, okay, interesting. Thank you. I know. Another person says, don't compare Ethiopia to other countries with Nigeria, though we have Co already competing with Twitter. All right. Okay.
You know, all these people are saying, if the government goes ahead with their plan and ban all social media platforms, I think somewhere in your mind, not like I'm a prophet of doom or anything. You know me, I'm a cool guy. I like peace. I'm not a bringer of war. I'm not a preacher of war. You know, but the thing is, what if you don't know the party guy? What if the government goes ahead and gives you a reason? Just like at the end of the day, we shout Twitter. It ban, I be no ban. No. It takes just an opportunity. What if it happens? Have we thought of life without some of these apps? Are you going to cry black out on the streets to say we no go green, no go green? Or should we start thinking? Because we have a mindset that, you know, we just stick to what we think is okay for us and say, no, that's what it should be. But do we always think outside the box? What if it does happen? What if it actually does happen that all the social media apps are non-functional in Nigeria? Are we all going to use VPN? Or what exactly are we going to do? So at least there's VPN there that can help for now. What if that also is not an option? What if it's not an option? I mean, I'm just thinking aloud. That's going to take us back anyways. Yeah. It's going to retrogress us. So, yeah, but what if the government, just what if? There's always a what if.
Adeshino Ayotoimbo from Atogu says, Nigerian government never protected any citizen here. They just want to gag us. Why not use the money to start solar power supply? Why not use the money to build subsidized estate in order to reduce this landlord-tenant war? Why not use the money to start healthy water network project? Okay. I mean, anytime it comes to, you know, talking about the government, I mean,
it's not depressing.
I mean, Nigerians is just always on the edge about it. Always on the edge about it. But,
have,
you know.
Have you noticed always like that years before the election? Just a few. I mean, it's always like that after an election. So before election, now you hear they always complain about a certain government and then certain personality, and then the complaint will go on and on and on, and then at the end of the day, you know, it's like what you expected, what you ordered versus what you're getting, and then before you know it, months into it, people are already asking questions. You know, people are already shouting, "Join the election." You will see the same set of people, you know, just behind one particular candidate and insisting, is this our man? This our man. Is our man. And then, it's our woman. And then, just a few minutes after the election, few down the line, they now realize that, it's not our man. He's not our man. It's always like that every year. We have to change our ways. I mean, it's high time we stop just complaining, pointing fingers. Like, these people were picked from, from a place outside of this country. They are all part of the society. Nobody came from moon or anywhere. They're the same set of people that you have known over the years. So, and then the same people you went to, people say, the election was rigged. Can the election be rigged without Nigerians supporting it? Who are the people that snatched the ballot boxes? The same set of people. Anyways, we're trying to get that sound back and also get you into picking some bills. And after that, we'll wrap up the conversation today on Techie Talk. I expected this anyways. But the stories today, hope you find them interesting. You can follow us on social media to get more information. We'll be right back.
It's 11:57, and it's time that we close the cuttings right here on WhatsApp Lagos. And I said WhatsApp, maybe because we were talking about WhatsApp. The WhatsApp messages here are crazy. Oh my goodness, people are angry. And trust me, we understand your position. We actually really do understand your position. But hey, that's what they're about to do. We just hope that we're safe. We just hope that we're safe.
I mean, aren't we? Indeed. Well, it's funny how that the show has ended. Before you open your mouth and say one or two things, the time is up and the show has ended. But I hope you enjoyed our navigation from the early hours of the show, minutes or to this point in time, where we're wrapping up right now.
That's right. So you join us again tomorrow, Thursday, where Family Clinic would be live. We'll still continue the conversation on Lagos accommodation, finding accommodation in Lagos. That will be for the first hour. And then, of course, Family Clinic will kick off. That's tomorrow. The news will be coming up shortly. And afterwards, you join the sunny side with Joyce. My name is Andrea Odwobi. Take care.
And I'm Collins. Take care. God bless you.
God bless our homes.
God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Bye for now.
You make a bicycle and a boy will love.